Lucy, 40 days without any sweets. It's over. It's finished.
I know. I'm so proud of myself.
No, you should be. Although I did see you eating a packet of Howie Bowls last week.
Oh, lies.
No, it ain't.
Lies.
Dear. Whatever dear it is right now. Time. Whatever time it is right now. Here's Luke.
Hello.
She's Lucy.
Oh, hi.
This is Luke and Lucy FM. What's on this week's episode?
It's the one where we go completely teetotal. We're chatting all things caffeine addictions, tea, coffee, hot chocolate, mocha, lattes, basically everything liquid related. And we've got a tea expert on the phone.
I get a feeling there's going to be a riot.
Oh, it absolutely is. Hello and welcome to Luke and Lucy FM episode 8. Can you believe, Lucy, we are 8 episodes into a podcast history, a podcast life.
I know. It's like we're just newborn or something.
It's like we've just given birth to ourselves.
It is.
We're only 8 weeks old. We're premature. Hello. If you've just joined us for the first time, don't worry about missing any previous episodes. Just head to iTunes, type in Luke and Lucy and click subscribe. And I promise you'll never miss a single episode again. All our previous ones are on there. And audioboom.com/channel/Luke and Lucy FM. They're all on there as well. Very exciting stuff, right, Lucy?
Very exciting.
Lucy listens to them all every week. We need to get our hits up, so that's what we've been doing. Hello, I'm Luke Marsden, and a true fact about me is I have dressed up as every version of a barnyard animal in my life.
Oh, wow.
I've been a chicken, I've been a cat,
I've
been a dog.
What's your favourite barnyard animal?
I did enjoy being a rabbit once, although I kept getting my tail pulled, and it wasn't pleasant because they kept grabbing my bum, effectively.
Oh, wow, a lot of people pulling your tail.
Yeah,
then.
I didn't enjoy it. Not as much as I thought I would enjoy it. It wasn't really good. What's a fact about you, Lucy Hilton?
Okay, so this week I discovered I have a hidden talent for mini golf. I won the game by far and got a hole in one.
You got a hole in one?
So proud of myself.
Is that your first ever hole in one?
First ever.
Your first ever hole in one?
First ever hole in one.
So you just hit it and went straight in?
Yeah.
How big was the pitch?
Huge.
Was it?
Huge.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Did they have any obstacles on it?
Yeah. Like a little narrow thing. Yeah.
And you still got a hole in one, and it's very
narrow.
I got a
hole in one. I am fantastic at mini golf. Anyone wants to challenge me, let me know.
Yeah, definitely. Drop us a tweet at Luke and Lucy FM.
Your ass.
Let Lucy get a hole in one at Luke and Lucy FM. let us know. Now, I wanted to do this podcast for a while, and I've been saying to Lucy, I really want to do it. It's something that I'm very passionate about. It's something that I kind of see everybody doing, and I think, British. No, I'm serious.
That's such a geek.
No, I'm deadly serious.
Go on then. What are you talking about?
Tea.
Tea.
As in a cup of tea, not as in a northern slang for your dinner. I'm on about an actual cup of British tea. Brilliant tea.
Luke, he's obsessed with tea.
I am obsessed with tea.
I don't get it
because
myself.
I'm obsessed with the proper way of making tea. Like, prior to meeting my girlfriend, right, if we just start off with an actual cup of tea, right, you boil the kettle, you put your tea bag in, you put the water in.
Chalk.
You brew it around.
Chalk.
You remove the tea bag.
No
then
way.
You put the milk in. But apparently that isn't the correct way of making tea.
Is it not?
Apparently you put the milk in with the tea bag, then you remove the
no,
tea bag.
I can't cope, people. I don't even drink tea myself, but I don't get people who put the milk in first.
Well, anyway, so I've changed my tactic a little bit since meeting my girlfriend.
You've been putting milk in first?
Yeah, but I put milk in first. Previously, I put the milk in last.
And can you taste the difference? No.
Shock. There's absolutely no difference in taste in the slightest, to be honest.
I so knew this.
Yeah, there's no difference in taste. But you know what? Do you not think when you think there's a few things you look at and you think of British heritage? Like when I go to America, the only kind of three questions I get asked is how much tea do you drink in a day? Have you met the Queen? Have you met Harry Potter?
Everyone thinks we've met the Queen.
How can you meet a fictional character? And secondly, just waltz up to the Queen and be like, oh, you know,
I'll
hello,
get around for tea parties every week.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, tea parties, brilliant.
I
on
wish.
Brand. Yeah.
Tea parties, hello.
You don't drink tea?
I don't drink tea at all. How much do you reckon you spend on tea every single week?
I know it's not so much tea spending because I buy tea bags in bulk, but I would say that I pretty much, Yeah, I buy those 240 tea bags. I drink about 8 cups a day on average.
Yeah, and then if you go to Starbucks, like you're spending, I don't know, how
well,
much
we'll,
is it?
We'll come on to coffee chain shops in a moment, because there's a very significant difference in making tea at home than going to one of these fancy, you know, upmarket, whatever, you know.
Just a coffee shop, babe.
Yeah, and it's not, though, is it? It's a multi-billion dollar industry.
Yeah, it is. I wouldn't mind owning Starbucks.
No, I wouldn't either.
But... Actually, you obviously spend a fortune on tea because you're obsessed with it. Yeah. It actually costs just 3 pence per cup to make.
Are you joking?
Well, 3p, and coffee costs 6.5p per cup to make.
Right. So first of all, 3p. So 240 tea bags of, let's say, PG tips is about £9 a box these days, unless you get them on one of those offers. That's absolutely criminal.
They're making profit off us. Exactly.
Who'd have thought a company making profits?
How much? I know.
If PG tips are listening, by the way, we are looking for a sponsor for the podcast, and we'd love to promote your wide range and variety of different teas. Coffee is how much?
Coffee's 6.5p.
Right, so stop what you're doing. If right now you are listening to this on the way to work, maybe you're walking, you've got your headphones in, maybe you're doing whatever, and you're sipping a Starbucks, a Costa, a Caffè Nero, whatever.
Think about how much you paid for that.
Exactly.
And how much is going in Starbucks' pocket?
Well, how much is not going in the British taxpayer's pocket, because they obviously don't pay tax or whatever it is. Oh, they are now, I believe. But the thing is, though, Lucy, right? That's cost 6.5p, yeah?
Uh-huh.
Is it fair trade?
I imagine so.
Let's add 2p on to make it fair trade. Let's say 8p, right? £3 will get you a cup of coffee at Costa or Starbucks, and that's a medium-sized cup.
Yes, it's so silly.
Sometimes it tastes like pepper.
Pepper?
Yeah, sometimes I don't think all these origin, because then it's not enough. It's not enough to charge you £3.
Why?
Oh, we've got a limited edition espresso, 50p extra, and you can have it. That's what they're saying now, right? You put all the extra crap on, frankly.
That's what they do with everything. They have limited edition hot chocolate.
Limited edition coffee? It's like that coffee will always be there. They're just buying it in bulk.
There's different types of coffee, isn't there?
How many different types of coffee in the world are there?
I don't know that, to be honest, but I do know the most popular coffee.
Go on.
Okay, so black ivory coffee is the most expensive kind of coffee on earth. And guess what it's made from?
Don't say ivory tusks.
No.
Elephant tusks?
No. It's made from poo.
Oh, I've heard about this.
Elephant poo.
Oh, wow, because
Elephant poo.
I tried that.
$50 or €50 as well per cup, apparently.
I'd try that, you know, because apparently one of the best coffees you can have is cat poo coffee.
Ew.
It filters it for a system where you can't taste cat feces.
Why would you do that to yourself?
Yeah, but when I was on
so
a holiday
disgusting.
In Kuala Lumpur, I saw this cat poo coffee. I nearly convinced my girlfriend's mum to buy it until she realised she was buying cat poo coffee.
Oh, God.
If you've got a cat right now, grab its feces.
Why don't you just pick up its poo?
Put it in a percolator.
Put it in a cup. Have some coffee. Add some hot water.
Add some hot water, and then you're sorted.
You're sorted.
That's a stagger. But you've got some more staggering facts about the kind of how we're obsessed with everything, right?
Oh yeah. So that apparently the average consumption of tea is three cups per day.
Okay. Well, that's I am in many aspects of my life way above average.
No comment.
You laugh too much.
95% of tea is consumed in tea bags.
Oh, wow. 5% is loose leaf.
Yeah, apparently so.
It's messy loose. Have you tried? Why don't you drink tea or coffee?
I just don't like it. I remember when I was like 11 years old or something, I tried to make myself like it. So I made myself a cup of tea, put some milk in. Disgusting. Put some more milk in. Disgusting. I literally drowned it in milk and I still just thought it was gross.
Just a quick thought. Was the milk not off?
No, it was the tea.
Was it the tea or was it the milk?
It was the tea.
And you've not tried a cup of tea since you was 11?
I hate it. Right. I don't like coffee. I love the smell.
Go and get a kettle.
No.
Go upstairs and get a kettle. No way. Yeah, seriously, go and get it and we'll make a cup of tea right now.
I'm not drinking it.
You've drank worse, Lucy. Why don't you just go and get a cup of tea?
Okay. The UK apparently drinks 1.5 million cups of tea per day.
1.5. Well,
I think it's 165 million cups of tea per
day.
That's
probably very realistic, Lucy, compared to, you know, kind of the amount of tea I drink. I mean, I'm 8, let alone anybody else. My mum drinks about 50.
Well, 70% of the population drank tea yesterday.
That's probably, and 30% were drinking cat poo.
Well, yeah, obviously. But coffee can help prevent Alzheimer's and dementia. Apparently
really?
So.
Can you remember what tea you've drank?
Well, yes, several studies have shown that coffee drinkers are up to 65% less likely to get Alzheimer's, which is a leading cause of dementia.
No, that's something to look forward to. So if I ever start losing my marbles, we'll just give me about 50 cups of tea.
Well, there you go. Yeah,
Tetley's going to help me remember Tetley.
You'll be fine. Drinking coffee can also help you burn fat. So if you want to be skinny,
just drink coffee.
Coffee.
All these go-getters in the city, though, don't they? They drink it. If you're a go-getter right now, drinking coffee.
A go-getter?
Are you a go-getter,
How old
Lisa?
Are you, Luke?
Nearly 30.
I'm such a go-getter. I drink hot chocolate instead, though.
Exactly, but it doesn't mean... Things, though, hot chocolate equally as disgustingly pricey.
Yeah, of course it is. It's ridiculous. Coffee can help you live a longer and healthier life as well.
The thing is, Lucy, when you think of tea abroad, anywhere, it kind of makes you ooze inside Britishness.
Ooze.
It makes you.
Look at you with all the.
Do you not think, though, Lucy? Right,
descriptive words.
When you think of a cup of tea, you think, oh, proper British. And if it's out of like not like a paper cup, a polystyrene cup, out of a china
polystyrene.
Cup. Polystyrene. It's been a long day. And I just think
it's only 10 o'clock.
I just think that's when we record this, by the way. It's not 10 o'clock where you are right now. Could be any time. And we kind of just think to ourselves, it's British heritage. And I think we could continue talking about tea all day long.
We'd
I could.
Love tea. Well, Luke is obsessed.
But I needed to get an expert on the phone. Somebody who is paid to be a tea expert. Somebody who, in the New Year's Honours list this year, has just been awarded a British Empire Medal. We're going to get a tea expert on the phone, on this podcast, right now. On the phone now, we have a tea expert, a woman who is a professional at tea. If there was an X Factor show about tea, she'd be a judge. She'd be the head judge on it.
She'd be Simon Cowell.
Strictly come tea drinking. On the phone now, it is the very brilliant New Year's Honours List recipient, Jane Pettigrew. Hello, Jane.
Hello, Luke.
Jane, welcome to Luke and Lucy FM.
Thank you so much
for taking
Hi,
the time.
Hello.
Hi.
So, Jane, tell us. I mean, right now, I think the first question I've got to ask you is, are you drinking tea right now?
I've got a mug. My breakfast mug is at my right hand. Yeah.
Amazing. It wouldn't be, very well prepared.
Yeah, it wouldn't be right to have a tea expert on the phone who wasn't drinking.
Right.
I mean, let's seeing as you mentioned breakfast tea, let's start off with that, Jane. So I see this advertised in the shops and you think it's breakfast tea. So is this tea that the classing is aimed at a certain period of the day? If you get past midday, it's just a write-off.
Certainly not a write-off. I think probably over the centuries since we've been drinking tea, which is about 3.5 centuries, we gradually decided that we liked a fairly strong black tea. Mm. And that's really historical. It's because we started growing our own black tea in India, etc. And the British palate seems to like the strength of that what we call a breakfast tea. Oh my God, I'm so sorry.
It's somebody asking you for tea specialist, Jane.
It probably is. Sorry, turn it off. Sorry about that. So we developed this preference for black tea. Now, things are changing so that although a lot of people, and myself included, do start the day with something quite strong because it sort of wakes your palate up, gets you going in the morning. But then as the day goes on, a lot of people are actually drinking teas that have a very different flavour profile. So green teas are becoming very popular. Yeah. White teas are known to be very good for you. So, you know, people's choices are really changing.
Yeah.
Although the bog standard cup of tea is still what you would think of as an English breakfast type cup of tea with black teas in.
Yeah. Absolutely. I mean, Lucy, you know, have you tried green teas? Because everyone's got onto green teas at the moment, haven't they?
I was just going to say, I really don't like tea at all. It's not one of my favourite things.
You're offending Jane here, Lucy.
But I have to admit, I have tried like the flavoured teas and things like that. And I love like the cranberry or something tea, which is really nice.
Yeah.
So well, I can deal with that.
Probably what you're drinking, Lucy, is probably not tea at all. It's probably just a mixture of fruits and herbs.
Oh, really?
Maybe tea that's flavoured with cranberries, etc.
Oh,
but there's a lot of fruit
in
it.
Well,
the thing is that a lot of people are drinking more green tea now because we know that it's got more antioxidants in it, which are the things that are good for our bodies to protect us against age-related diseases. Now, the problem is a lot of people, like Lucy, say they really don't like green tea.
Yeah.
The problem with that is that they're brewing it wrong.
You're brewing doing it wrong, Lucy.
I've only ever had it from Starbucks before.
It could be the reason.
Blame Starbucks.
When you brew black tea, the water needs to be coming up to boiling to sort of punch all the flavour out of it. When you brew more delicate teas, the green teas and the white teas, the water needs to be a lot cooler.
What?
And it's not just a question of waiting for a couple of minutes. You really need a thermometer or a temperature control kettle let the water down to about 70 or 75. And if you try this at home and just boil up your water, brew the same green tea twice, once with really, really hot water coming up to boiling and once with water that you've allowed to cool down to about 70 or 75, steep it for the same amount of time, a couple of minutes if it's in a tea bag, you will be amazed at the difference in the flavour. And you'll start to really enjoy it.
That's quite a hint.
I didn't realise that. It really
makes a difference.
I bet. I mean, Jen, the big one is, we discussed it earlier on the podcast, obviously I can't imagine yourself being a tea expert would actually use like Tetley and a PG. I'm sure you're a loose leaf woman. But I can't, what is the correct way of making, because this is a big myth, right, over what is the correct way of making a tea with a tea bag.
Before,
which one is
after?
It?
Well, when it comes to making the tea, the actual preparation of the tea, as I said, water temperature is really important. The correct amount of tea in the pot or the infuser basket that you're using, all of that will make a huge difference. The other thing that's really important is the quality of the water that you're using, because in most parts of the world, the water that comes out of our taps is full of things that ruin the flavour of tea.
Chlorine
and calcium deposits and heavy metals and sand and rust and dust and all those things.
You forget you're drinking that, don't you?
Yeah, thanks, Jen. I had a glass of water here before. That's it. I've just put sand in my body.
Yeah, well, it's not the best water for your coffee or your tea or boiling your vegetables or anything. So if you can get hold of a filter jug, that will make a big difference. And again, it's worth trying a comparative tasting at home just to see what difference it makes. It makes the tea a different colour. If the water's not filtered, it goes cloudy and scummy and horrid. So the water's really important. The temperature of the water is really important. And the time you brew the tea is really important. But then when it comes to actually putting it in the cup, everybody always debates, should the milk go in first? Should the milk go in after? Should you put in sugar? Blah, blah. Now, it's absolutely up to you. You know, there's no tea police going around the world.
You were going to go all tea police on us and say, listen, you're doing it wrong.
Exactly. You do what you like. There has been scientific research carried out about milk in first or milk in second, but I think it really depends on your own taste. And a lot of people will put milk in afterwards because, you know, I can't believe
you. You know, your host, people want loose leaf tea off you, Jane. You're a very busy woman.
You are in demand.
I know. It always happens all at once. Thank you. Big post delivery.
Is it tea? Of course it's tea.
It's more tea coming through the door.
So, Jane, it's completely up to choice, yeah.
Yeah, it's your own choice. The scientific research suggests that if you're using full-fat milk or half semi-skim milk going into a cup of tea after it's been poured in the cup, there is a vague possibility that the fatty globules in the milk may caramelise because of the really, really hot temperature of the tea. I've tried it. I can't notice a difference in flavour, but some people say, you know, they might just notice the difference. So other people say put the milk in first so that you get a better mixing.
Wow.
But then people will contradict that and say, well, if I put the milk in first, I don't know how much I need, so
yes,
let's put it in after so I can see the strength.
Yes,
and,
very
you know,
true.
There's arguments on both sides, but really there is no strict black and white rule.
Wow. So Luke and Lucy FM, you heard it definitively from a tea expert. There is no strict rule. You do what you want with your tea bags.
You do. You can put in what you like. As long as you enjoy it, that's the most important thing.
Well, there you go. What milk do you recommend?
Yeah, what's the best one?
Semi-skimmed is
better. Oh, really?
Well, full fat, which of course we all used to use, it tends to be too heavy.
Too heavy, yeah. It's dodgy. Yeah.
Whereas skimmed milk makes the tea look really grey and horrid.
Yeah.
So semi-skimmed tea
like
works really well.
I mean, Jim, we could be you all day, but I just want to quickly ask you as well. How on earth does one become a tea expert, leading to being, I mean, you have an OBE going to have this year?
Amazing.
I have a BEM, which is much less important than an OBE. I've got the British Empire Medal for my work in tea.
Oh,
it's
fab.
Something it takes a long, long time. There is an awful lot to know about tea. And the fascinating thing about it is that it's not just the drink. It's the culture. It's the history. It's the fact that it connects you to everybody around the world who drinks tea. There's very few countries that don't drink tea. And wherever you go...
Do you know any countries that don't drink tea, Jane?
Sorry?
What countries don't drink tea?
Well, there's a couple of East European countries that drink more coffee. I'm not saying nobody drinks tea, but it's not really the local drink. Whereas most countries actually, particularly in the Arab world, you know, tea is drunk more because they're not supposed to drink alcohol.
Very true, yes.
Tea is the obvious alternative. And, of course, wherever you go, it's a different type of tea that's being drunk. It's being prepared in a different way. It's the whole ritual side of it is different. So the more you
get involved in tea,
the more interesting it becomes.
Jane, listen, we could be you all day, but we have absolutely run out of time. Just want to say thank you so much for coming on, and get yourself a well-earned cup of tea.
Sorry about the interruption.
Listen, Jane, you're a very busy woman, and we just say congratulations for making it on the New Year's Honours list as well.
Are
you going to go down to Buckingham Palace and meet the Queen?
No, I don't meet the Queen. I do go to Buckingham Palace for a garden party, but my medal is presented by...
Will you see Prince Harry?
We know where this is going, Jane.
I'm pinned by the Lord Lieutenant, the Queen's Lord Lieutenant. And it happens at the Tower of London, which is
amazing.
Really exciting.
Yeah.
Well, I hope they put on a good cup of tea for you, Jane.
I hope so. I'll let you know, Luke.
You'll have to recruit.
On that note, Jane Pettigrew. She needs a cup of tea. On that note, Jane, go and have yourself a strong Earl Grey. Thank you so much,
Thanks,
Jane.
Luke.
Thanks, Jane. Bye.
I need to lie down after all that. My head is swimming with tea.
I've got so much tea information, I can't digest it right now.
You need a digestive and a cup of tea.
I need a chocolate digestive and a cup of tea.
We hope you've enjoyed Jane, we've had award winners on this podcast before. We've never had somebody who's gone to a garden party at Buckingham Palace, although I think in episode...
Rachel did a few episodes ago. She's met the Queen.
The one where we don't win any awards. Catch that podcast if you want to hear all about Rachel winning a BAFTA and meeting the Queen. We're bringing really the tone of this podcast up, and we just thank you so much for listening every single week, leaving reviews on iTunes and Audio Boom. We are back with episode 9 next week after we've drank 50 cups of tea. Promise me, Lucy, by this time next week and next week's episode, you would have drank a cup of tea.
I can't make promises. I can't keep.
No, but you're on, that's true. No. But you've not drank tea since you was 11. I think you owe it to Jane, yourself, and ultimately
I owe it to Prince Harry.
You owe it to the country, Lucy, to drink some more tea. So I think that's what you should do.
I'll try.
Find out next week if Lucy's tried a cup of tea.
Does that count?
As Jane just said, green tea is swill. That's basically what she said, not her words. Thank you so much for listening, and we are back next week on Luke and Lucy FM.
Luke and Lucy.
I've had enough. I'm going getting a cup of tea. Honestly, put the kettle on and make sure it's temperature controlled.
You've just listened to Luke and Lucy FM. Why not listen to it all over again? Oh, and please, leave us a review on iTunes. Pretty please.